13. And now we come to a rundown of the sport. We start this week with some running. Pippin completes her first ultramarathon. Teambridge Trotters' very own Pippin Shanklin completed her first ultramarathon on Saturday, April the 11th. The She Ultra 50 Kilometres, an all-female ultramarathon, takes runners along the exposed coastal trails of the Penlyn Peninsula in North Wales. As expected for the region, conditions played a significant role in shaping the race, from hail to 50 mile an hour wind. Representing the club, Pippin finished the 50 kilometre distance in a time of 8 hours, 26 minutes and 28 seconds. This performance followed a disrupted winter of training, during which Pip was affected by significant abductor tendonitis that limited her ability to train consistently. Despite this, she managed her race well in difficult conditions to complete a demanding event. Well done, Pippin. And now we're going to have a look at football. Newton Spurs well beaten by 10 men. Newton Abbott Spurs had a day to forget as they were beaten by 10 men of Torridgeside AFC on Saturday, April the 18th in the South West Peninsula League. Despite going down a player early on, the visitors scored three unanswered goals to take them all 3 points home with them. Spurs then had a swift chance at revenge as a reverse fixture took place on Wednesday evening, April the 22nd. They will now round out their season away at Bridport FC on Saturday, aiming for a fourth place finish. Meanwhile, Tynmouth AFC drew 0-0 at Crediton United back on Tuesday the 14th in their penultimate game of the season. They will conclude their campaign on Thursday evening, April the 23rd, with the South Devon Derby duel against Bobby Tracy AFC. For Tynmouth, there is far less riding on the game, but they still want to earn bragging rights, as well as maintaining 13th place ahead of Bishop's Lydiard, who are just 1 point behind them. League title celebrations temporarily on ice. Bobby Tracy AFC have been champions-elect of the South West Peninsula Premier East Division for a while now, and their crowning moment has been inevitable. The Moorlanders knew that a win or draw away at Clumpton Rangers on Saturday, April the 18th, would be enough to get them over the line, so of course, in typical footballing fashion, they returned empty-handed. Meanwhile, Bridport FC continued playing their part, beating Torrington AFC by 3-0 to close the gap to 3 points. Bobby Tracy didn't have long to wait for another stab at what they hoped would be a title-winning fixture if they avoided defeat at Crediton United on Tuesday evening, April the 21st. Then they have confirmed themselves as champions of the division. And now we're just going to have a quick look at rugby. All Whites shine when it matters most. Counties 1 Western West, Newton Abbott RFC 52, Plimstock Oats 19. Newton Abbott RFC first 11 surely put to bed any lingering worries of relegation with an outstanding performance at Rackerhays on Saturday, April the 18th. The All Whites are 9th on 50 points now, with a trio behind them, all of whom have 42. One of these three is Plimstock Oaks, the side that Newton Abbott just dispatched 52-19. Everyone in attendance could tell that the All Whites were now enjoying themselves, playing some extremely watchable rugby. The All Whites will travel to Saltash on Saturday, April the 25th, for the last game of the campaign. Club Stalwart makes final bow. Not only was Newton Abbott's RFC's victory over Plimstock Oats on Saturday, April the 18th, their final home game of the season, but they also said goodbye to a true stalwart of the team. Lloyd Radford surpassed 300 appearances in the all-white kit and has been with them through thick and thin, in the words of director of rugby Mike Saxon. Despite only picking up rugby in his late teens, Radford went on to represent England Schoolboys and Hartbury, in between stints with the All Whites. Head coach Steve Parry also sang his praises. Lloyd is brilliant. He's got a real connection with the club and helps the young lads coming through. He's been as brilliant as a player and as a coach, and I think he's going to continue coaching and carry on at the club, which is great. And that concludes the sport for this week.